Sir?
So rather than getting back to your jobs, it looks like Mr. Smith here has a question. What is it?
I don't really understand why we're changing a company's setup procedures. It seems to be working fine from where we are.
Well, understand this. It's not your job to question why the company wants to do what they want to do. Heck, they don't even ask my opinion. But I do know, and I understand, that there's one important reason why you have to do it, and that's because I said so. You got it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Everybody back to work.
Why should you, as a leader, focus on eliminating frustrations and roadblocks for your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's episode, I want to look at the fact that the frontline supervisor should really be focused on making it easier for their teams to achieve results. Employees can get irritated when, despite their best efforts, the system seems to block them from being able to achieve the desired results. They don't want to hear you as the leader telling them that they're not working hard enough or that they're just not achieving the goals. And the reality is there's a lot of steps in place that sometimes make it more difficult for people to achieve the results that you desire. So I've got a few tips for you as the leader in order to do that. One is be an advocate for your team. Your team can't always leave their workstations to go and talk to quality or engineering or the plant manager to ask for things to be changed, but you can as their supervisor. So make sure that you go to bat with them with other departments and other leaders in other departments. Now remember, some of those other departments will have different goals from you and how they're measured, so they might not naturally be inclined to make the job of your team any easier, but I think if you can explain why it would be helpful if you changed a procedure or a practice that would make it easier for your team to increase their performance, you may just be able to build allies in those other teams. Your team needs you to go to bat for them and be their advocate. The second tip is, always be looking for ways to identify and eliminate waste. In most processes, even the ones that are fairly well designed and even where you've applied lean manufacturing principles, there's still waste in there. There's wasted steps, there's wasted paperwork and checklists. A lot of times when change is designed, especially in the front office, it doesn't always work well on the plant floor. And so you want to take that feedback and see how you can eliminate those unnecessary steps that really don't add any value. The customer's not going to pay for it, and it just frustrates your team to have to go through those tedious steps. So it could actually be a really big win-win for the customer, for your company, and for your team. And the third tip is to embrace continuous improvement. It goes along with identifying and eliminating the waste, but when you embrace continuous improvement, you're always looking for ways of making improvements to your team. And imagine how happy your team will be when they know that you're publicizing the fact that you're making it easier, taking away frustrations that make it easier for them to hit their numbers. Now, you do have to remind them sometimes of how you're striving to reduce those frustrations that are getting in their way of hitting their numbers, because they might not always see it if you make those changes subtly. So once you've recognized that your job as a leader is really to remove the obstacles that your team has that keep them from hitting the numbers and driving those results, then you'll want to work on some of your other leadership skills and competencies. And of course, you can do that by accessing all the different tools and tips that we have on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And I have a special request, and that would be that if you're listening to this podcast, that you go and leave us a review in whatever podcast platform you're using, or if you watch the video on YouTube, you leave us a little review and comment. Those go a long way to boosting our videos and our podcasts so that more people will see them and be able to benefit from them. And of course, if I can be of any assistance to you, please connect with me through the website or through our social media channels. I really want to see you succeed as a frontline leader.